So now that you're getting used to squeezing the meaning from your words, what are some other things you can do with your tonality to really enrich your hypnotic communication? Well, one of the things is, where do you put your emphasis in the words? What is it you're implying when you lean on different parts of a sentence? Let's take a simple sentence like, "Did you go to the woods today?" Now I'm going to read the same sentence out over and over again, and each time I'm going to lean on a different part of that sentence. And all you need to do is just listen and notice how that affects your own understanding of it. What are the implications? What am I assuming? What are you experiencing differently every time the sentence changes slightly? Did you go to the woods today? 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 Now notice how I've taken every word and emphasized it in turn. And every time I did that, it changed the meaning to some degree. You see, your emphasis, the way you lean on things, actually begins to tell people what you find important and actually begins to imply other messages. Now you've begun the process of multiple levels of information. That means you can say one thing on one level and another thing on another level. People do this all the time. Sometimes they're even aware of it. Now you can begin to master that for yourself. Something that's related to this, and which is very important in hypnotic communications, is taking the time to really emphasize certain words so that people realize that you're saying something of great importance. Now, I could say something of great importance, or I could say that you really need to listen because there's something of great importance that you really need to understand at some level. And that's very different as an experience to me saying, "You really need to listen because there's something of great importance that you need to understand at some level." The same words delivered in a different way. I'd like you to go ahead and experiment with that. Do those in conversations. Begin leaning on certain words and noticing what impact that has on others, and actually even on yourself as you do that.